Welcome to your five for the day. Have you ever travelled into the countryside or somewhere and just stopped and listened to the silence? Or have you climbed to the top of a mountain and as far as your eye could see there were just hills, mountains and trees? Perhaps you were the only person there. There's something peaceful about being alone in nature with just the beautiful hues of green to gaze upon. But we have to ask ourselves, who created all these beautiful things? And does he care about me now? We're living in a sad world, and often in our life we suffer pain and hardship. But when we are at our lowest, when our pain seems the greatest, and we feel like giving up, we ask the question, am I alone? Is there anyone who can be with me in the hardest times of my life? To answer this question, let's take a look at an amazing story from the Bible. In Daniel chapter 3, we read about a king called Nebuchadnezzar and three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar was a proud king and wanted all his subjects to worship him. So he made this huge statue of gold that was 90 feet high on a base that was 9 feet wide. Then he sent messages to all the important people of his kingdom, telling them to come for the opening dedication of this great golden statue. He commanded that on the sound of music, everyone should bow down and worship him and acknowledge his power. Anyone who disobeyed and did not fall down and worship would be burnt alive in a fiery furnace. So the music played, and all the people fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. But no, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down and worship. Nebuchadnezzar was furious. His pride was hurt, and he commanded that the men be brought to him to explain their reason for disobeying him. Nebuchadnezzar didn't want to throw them into the furnace to be burnt alive, so he gave them another chance. He said he would play the music once more, and if they were just bowed down, then that would be okay. But if they didn't, then they'd be cast into the middle of a burning fiery furnace. The three men gave an amazing answer. They said that this wasn't a decision that they had to think about. They already were certain that they could not bow down and worship the king and his image because they believed in the true God, and they couldn't pay homage to anyone but him. They were in some real trouble. Was God there to help them, or had he forgotten about them? So now, are they at the mercy of King Nebuchadnezzar? He was furious, and in his rage, he commanded that the furnace be heated 7 times hotter than normal, and the three men were bound up and thrown into the fiery furnace. But had God failed them? The story doesn't end there. Well, you knew that anyway, didn't you? Nebuchadnezzar was astonished and leapt off his throne to look into the furnace because he saw 4 men walking in the middle of the fire. No, the true and living God had not failed them. When their trial was the greatest, someone just like the Son of God was standing there with them and preserved them from being burnt in the furnace. And God is the same today as he was all those years ago. He will be with you and me, just like he was with those three men who stood up for the right. What a great God and a loving Saviour we have. So don't despair. Whatever is happening to you, perhaps things are getting a bit hot in your life. But remember that when your trials are greatest, Jesus is there with you, and he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you.